Hey folks, right now I'm writing my King Dude Rubs Cast Iron and Grill Cookbook, and I want your swine and Black Angus-based success stories for it. Send me your stories to steak@whitechurch.com, and don't forget the pictures, because people like them pictures.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, January 10th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars, at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to bulldogkia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. A horrific, painful moment for the city of New York following the deadliest blaze in more than 30 years yesterday. New COVID-related mandates for counties in Utah. New York Representative AOC tests positive for the CCP virus after partying maskless at a gay bar in Florida. A Texas mother and high school teacher arrested after locking her son in the trunk of her car because he tested positive for the CCP virus. And if you have kids in their 20s or 30s who grew up watching Full House, you may have heard that Bob Saget passed away suddenly yesterday. Nine children were among at least 19 people who were killed yesterday when New York City's deadliest fire in more than 30 years tore through a Bronx apartment high-rise. Many of the victims of the five-alarm blaze were trapped by the blinding black smoke, which was blamed on a malfunctioning space heater turned on to help ward off the cold temperatures outside, authorities said. Multiple witnesses reported hearing children crying for help. The blaze broke out in the middle of the day when kids were home from school, just before 11 a.m. It was knocked down about an hour later. Mayor Eric Adams called it a horrific, horrific, painful moment for the city of New York. New COVID-related mandates for counties in Utah. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
Following record-breaking COVID-19 infections in Utah, both Summit and Salt Lake County officials have opted to enact new mask mandates. Summit County's mandate will be in place until February 21st and applies to all residents and visitors who are inside public indoor facilities or are waiting in line. Salt Lake County's mandate, which was issued by the County Health Department, will take effect Saturday and will be in place until February 7th. Both mandates also apply to schools. On Friday, Utah Senate President Stuart Adams and Speaker Brad Wilson issued a joint statement in response to the county's rules. The leaders did not indicate they would be taking immediate action to overturn any of the mandates. However, they did say they would be reviewing the orders, calling mandates a last resort. Mask mandates, while unpopular in polling, do seem to be one of the few things that people can compromise on when it comes to curbing COVID-19, so you might want to take a mask mandate over something like a vaccine mandate. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
New York Democrat Representative AOC has tested positive for the coronavirus, according to a statement from her office on Sunday night. According to the statement, the Congresswoman is recovering from the virus at home and is experiencing symptoms. She received her booster shot in the fall, according to the statement. The positive test comes shortly after the Congresswoman was seen without a mask in a Miami bar, according to a video that circulated on social media. Her response to one Twitter user who called her out, "If Republicans are mad, they can't date me. They can just say that instead of projecting their sexual frustrations onto my boyfriend's feet. Ya creepy weirdos." This was in response to Steve Cordes' tweet. "One, if leftists like AOC actually thought mandates and masking worked, they wouldn't be frolicking in free Florida. Two, her guy is showing his gross pale male feet in public, not at a pool or beach with hideous sandals. Zero for two." Okay, so maybe Steve should have stuck with point number one. He made it too easy for her. And a Texas mother faces criminal charges after she allegedly stuffed her 13-year-old son into the trunk of her car, because he tested positive for COVID-19 and she didn't want to get exposed, authorities said. Sarah Beam, 41, allegedly packed up her son and took him to a drive-through coronavirus testing center in Houston, according to the local outlet KPRC. Witnesses reported hearing noises coming from the back of Beam's vehicle when she pulled up to the tented testing center at Ken Pridgen Stadium. The health services director at the site asked Beam to open the trunk, revealing the teenager lying down inside. And Beam, who has worked as a teacher in the Cypress-Fairbanks Independent School District since 2011, stated she put him there to prevent her from getting exposed while driving him to the stadium for additional testing. Police were immediately called because at least there are some people left with common sense these days amidst the hysteria. Our quote of the day, a magnificent building will never rise if we reject the insignificant bricks. Saint Faustina. And our saint of the day, one of the great contributors to the mystical tradition in Christian spirituality and to monasticism itself. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Happy New Year! 2022 is going to be a great year here at Bulldog Kia. We have incredible deals for you to take advantage of and a great lineup of both stylish and sophisticated new Kias to choose from. Like a brand new 2022 Kia Sportage with forward collision avoidance assist, lane keeping assist, lane departure warning, driver attention warning, and much, much more. You get all of this on top of the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. It's amazing! These deals just get better and better, and so does the technology that comes with a brand new Kia. There's no other way we would like to kick off 2022 than with the opportunity to help you get into a great new vehicle from Bulldog Kia. Visit BulldogKia.com for more information on the all-new 2022 Kia Sportage. And remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and a 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. All warranties and roadside assistance are limited. See dealer or Kia.com for warranty details.
Today we remember our saint of the day, Saint Gregory of Nyssa. From a family of saints, Gregory was the son of two saints and the sibling of two others. Young Gregory was raised by his older brother, Saint Basil the Great, and his sister Macrina in modern-day Turkey. Gregory's successes in his studies suggested great things were ahead for him. After becoming a professor of rhetoric, he was persuaded to devote his learning and efforts to the church. By then married, Gregory went on to study for the priesthood and became ordained at a time when celibacy was not a matter of law for priests. He was elected Bishop of Nyssa in 372, in a period of great tension over the Arian heresy, which denied the divinity of Christ. He wrote with great effectiveness against Arianism and other questionable doctrines prevalent during the 4th century, and he gained a reputation as a defender of orthodoxy. He was sent on missions to counter other heresies and held a position of prominence at the Council of Constantinople. His fine reputation stayed with him for the remainder of his life, but over the centuries it gradually declined as the authorship of his writings became less and less certain. But thanks to the work of scholars in the 20th century, his stature is once again assured. Saint Gregory of Nyssa is seen not simply as a pillar of orthodoxy, but as one of the great contributors to the mystical tradition in Christian spirituality and to monasticism itself. He died in 395. If you have kids in their 20s or 30s, they probably grew up watching Full House. So last night, when the news broke that Bob Saget died, my phone lit up with texts from my girls. A spokesperson for the sheriff's office told Fox News that deputies responded to a call at the Ritz-Carlton Orlando just after 4 p.m. and found Saget unresponsive in a hotel room. He was pronounced dead on the scene. There was no evidence of foul play or drug use, and he had just tweeted early yesterday morning, posting a picture from a comedy show where he had performed in Jacksonville. Saget was 65. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.